in English and in Italian. So I'm not fluent in French, nowhere near it, but I can get around.
Okay.
I am learning. I have always been one of those people. You know, if I didn't learn it, I was fixed at six, okay, as they say.
Okay.
I'm like, Lord, I'm old. I'm old. It takes a minute. So I don't speak anything fluently but American. It ain't even English, honey. It's American.
American. I know that. Speaking as a Canadian, I know. It's different. It's different. Yeah. Just like Canadians are different, too.
You don't speak French?
I speak
in Montreal?
Oui, je parle français très bien.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Well, my mom. D'accord. I like this. Oh, my mom made me take like French immersion when I was a kid, and then for high school, university, blah, blah, blah. So that's why I speak it. But other than that, it's funny because my parents don't speak it. My parents are from West Africa. They don't speak French. But they made me learn it, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good thing. But yeah, because I have my friends here today, totally off the record.
Yep.
Angela, it's been 2 years since, because I've been married for 2 years, and you don't speak fluent French. It's a shame. I was like, girl, it's been longer than 2 years, and I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I'm grown, okay?
Right?
Get out of my face.
People
She's
need
about to see the black girl come out. She's about to get the black girl. She's getting on my nerves. So anyway.
Okay. But it's true, though. I know. Sometimes people get too much, and they need to be put in their place. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm glad you feel me, Nana.
I do.
Is your real name Nana?
I do. I get that all the time. It is Nana. That is my name. It is. Oh, sorry. Go on.
No, because it's funny, because my husband's name is Blaze, and that's the first thing I said to him. I said, now, did your mama name you Blaze, or are you calling yourself Blaze because you hot?
Right?
No. My name is Blaze. I was like, oh, calm down. You don't get my American humor. I was trying to be all sexy and everything.
Right,
you just
right.
Going, oh.
Look, I caught
like,
that.
No.
I caught that. Like, why do you have to get all like that? But I thought you were just being funny. No, it is my real name. Actually, my middle name is Emma. And it's because I was born on Saturday. In my culture, they name their children on the day they were born. So actually, my name is Nana Emma, because Emma, I was born on Saturday. That's what you name girls who are born on Saturday.
Oh, that's beautiful, yeah. Nana Emma.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like music, Nana Emma.
Oh,
Nana Emma.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Honest with you, I'm totally dying right now because Angela Brown is like totally gushing over my name. Anyways, I'll just like.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm dying. Anyways, so you were talking about, because you're known for being great female heroines. And I was just curious, you know, for my own little pleasure, not about this magazine, but I'm just curious what your. I guess what your description of a female heroine is and why it's so important to you to portray those characters.
Well, the first thing that I always look for in any role that I portray is the light. I have to see light in that character. Even if she's a dastardly, nasty, mean, vulgar, slutty character.
Yeah.
There's a reason that she became the way she is. And throughout the opera, you should be able to see how she, you know, either some backstory or it tells it going into the story why she is the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
You at least deduce it. So I always look for the light first. And it depends on the character, you know, because like, I mean, I could break down a whole lot of stuff. Like, I've done Aida, and I've done Tosca, and I've done Bess. A lot of people will be like, well, why would you want to play Bess?
Right.
I was like, first of all, it's Porgy and Bess, and she gets second billing, and she gets more money. But that's all right. Besides that.
Yeah.
There is light in her. They said, well, she's a hoe, basically. I was like, no. Bess is more than just a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she is a woman that is broken, And she, I imagine Bess and Serena being friends long ago. Serena went the church way because things she couldn't hold good enough. You know, maybe, you know what I mean? Come on. Yeah. Maybe Bess was able to turn her husband's head a little better, you know, or something. Something happened between Bess and Serena that made them so volatile. It's just that Bess, you know, she had it like that. She had the body, she had the whatever. And then the hard drinking and the life and going from being taken care of from this man to that man, and that, you know, she used what she had to get over, you know. But within the meat of the story, we find out that she does want to change and she is in love with Porgy. And so that tells me that there is light in her. She is not just a hard, hard, callous woman. She has a heart. And then towards the end, she's weak though. She's fallible. She's very fallible. She ends up leaving because she thinks that what she saw as strength was taken away from her. So she didn't feel like she had any strength of her own. She still didn't have any self-worth in herself. So she ends up going off with Sporting Life, who has promised her the world. But of course, under false pretenses, because she is now, you know, taking the happy dust and she high again, you know, but she had tried to clean up her act, but she was, she's just flawed. And so I have to see light. I have to make it make sense to me. I remember when I was at IU, they did this opera called The Devils of Lou Dunn. And this was a Prokofiev opera, I believe. And he actually took brain, he took brain waves from disturbed women. And he put the notes where the waves were. That's where he put the notes. So I was like, if you disturbed them, what makes you think it ain't gonna disturb me? I said, I ain't singing this mess. Oh, no. You don't know what you inviting in. So that was one show I opted to get the F. I was like, I'll go sing something else. I'm not singing this, you know. It has to make sense to me, and I have to be able to find light in it. And other than that, let's go, you know, because I played a good high Bess, you know. But I've also played Serena. I've played Elisabetta and Don Carlo. You know, she's a queen. Now, she was very hard for me to play, only because, not that I'm not queenly or regal.
Of course not.
But how can I put this? I was portraying someone not of my culture necessarily. And so then I had to strip all of my emotion. I'm very emotional. Even as I'm talking to you now, you see I'm all this and that. Honey, Elisabetta had to be very cool and calm. There's a scene where she finds out that Ebeli, her girl, her dog, had tried to mess up her relationship with her man, where she should have pimp slapped that heifer across the room, but she decided not to. You know, I was like, ooh, that was, ooh. When I walked up on her, I was like, it was all I could do, and then just, and just pop you in. That was a hard roll, because I had to literally not put so much Angela. So you have to know when to give and when to take away. You play this little tippy pause in these characters all the way through to the end, because you do end up putting yourself in, but it has to still be within the context of the character.
That's interesting.
And what the people are going to know about the character. Forget your backstory. I can give you backstory all day long, but still the people are going to see the arch through the evening of what that character is, you know. So,
oh wow, that's really interesting. I find it hard to keep myself out of things all the time. That's why I get in trouble.
And you should. You should put it in there, but you also have to remember the character. Will the character say this? Will the character do this? Will the character act this way? Maybe not. And so maybe you can split the middle. You know what I'm saying? So
do the two, you know. put a little bit, I don't know, but in terms of my writing, I have a problem with that. Like, people get mad at me all the time. They're like, no, no, don't put yourself in there. No one cares what you think, type thing, and I hate that. But,
yeah.
Sorry, I digress.
Yeah. No, because I think about Oprah sometimes, how sometimes you're like, I'm like, how could she just be so cold? But she's, because sometimes I think some of the questions she asks mm-hmm. are very cold and cutting. I'm like, can't you see the? Well, why is it that? Were you afraid? Well, what the hell do you think?
Right?
Yeah. This is a burning building, and I jumped out the window, bitch. I was afraid.
Right? You know? Yeah. It's true. It's true.
But it's like, as a reporter, you are reporting. Yeah. Have you ever seen that show called Fringe?
Fringe? Yes, I have seen it. Yes.
Girl, I love Fringe. I'm watching it on Netflix now, me and my husband. So, you know, it's like the observers.
Yes.
You know, the bald-headed mm-hmm. dude. They mm-hmm. have nothing. They're just nondescript. They're supposed to be nondescript anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem if they intervene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then they have to change something else, you know, when they
enter. To balance it all out.
It's got to all be balanced out. So, I understand how hard it is for you, darling.
I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. I can't. It's hard for me, especially whenever I write things that have to do with race relations. I can't, mm-hmm. like, it's hard for me to disassociate myself with it. Because it's like... It makes me so impassioned, and it's like I can't write it like I'm.
If you like green, it wouldn't matter.
Basically, no one cares. No one cares what I think. Anyway, sorry. A lot of people, I realize that I think people have these misconceptions about how physical it is for an opera singer. And I was just wondering if you find a connection between vocal workouts and physical ones.
Uh-huh. You know, when you don't have breath, you don't have voice. And if you are not doing something to raise your heart rate and sing along, or either, you know, while you're, I don't choose to run or to jog, I choose to walk.
That's because
or ride a bike.
They're horrible, you know, things to do. Go on.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of other things to do that hurt my knees, child.
Right.
You have to keep your physical self mm-hmm. up. And I always know when I haven't done enough, because it's, you don't feel your breath as well. You don't feel your support as well, I should say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, doing sit-ups and crunches and, you know, just to keep connected to that core, mm-hmm. you know, helps. So, yeah, it's a physical thing. And when you are playing a Tosca, where you are wrestling with someone in the second act and having to sing all these high C's mm-hmm. and you have to jump, or when you are playing Aida, when you have to run off because she's not very, very physical,
right.
but she's more of a park and bark thing. But she got to run off that stage third act. It all depends on if they're going to have you running upstage, up the pyramids, some steps. You don't ever know what crazy set they're going to give you.
Yeah.
Or if you're best, where at the end of the first act, you are running around trying to get help, knocking on doors, please, 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 let me in, you know, and, you know, having to hurry up and get dressed and falling out on the floor and screaming, and I think it's the Kittywah scene where Crown is wrestling you and trying to rape you, and then he does rape you. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot. It's a lot, unless you got a park and bark role like Elizabetta and Don Carlo, definitely park and bark. Mm-hmm. That's park and bark. You just gliding in that. You just gliding. You ain't doing nothing. This is just exactly what you're doing.
Right.
I was like, that was the hardest thing for me to do. I'd rather be all over the place.
So you can really, like, work out that muscle, you know?
Yeah.
I was just wondering if what you eat affects your voice negatively for the negative or positive, and if there are certain foods you steer clear of before you perform.